Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I've come up with a different, because I'm used to doing shows with the micro effect and they're going to be out of commission for a while. I always start off the show usually by introducing the ME, and again, they're not on right now, but I also advocate going to people's different people's sites so that you can see different people and other people talking about similar things. www.brian396.com, Aramac on the YouTube channel, GAG Canada, myself at augmentandforce.com, as well as which everybody I think should be going to this site to learn as much as you can about nano. Go to Brian396's sites again to learn as much as you can about nano. I get a lot of questions asked me on the internet. Like today, somebody sent me a thing about a banana, and we have pictures of bananas loaded with nano, and they never even bother to research the site. Thing is this, whether you want to look at the information or not, that is entirely up to you. And I will say this, without hesitation, you are entitled to read whatever you like to read and look at whatever you want to look at. You can believe whatever fairy tale or fact you wish to choose. But if you don't look at the information because you're afraid to face the truth or the reality of what is going on today, then when the shit hits the fan and your body starts to fall apart because you think for whatever reason you are not going to be affected or impacted by the releasing of the nanobiology or the synthetic biology or the transgenetic mutagenetic effect in the locker and the CRISPR technologies. If you think you can get away with eating some of the food that you used to be able to eat in the past without any kind of repercussion, then whatever you're smoking, drinking, or injecting, you need to share that with me. Because the reality is this, we are at war. We have been at war for quite some time. The war has been against mankind. Mankind has been the target and the subjugation of this war. And the beauty behind what is going on here, which is escaping a lot of people, is these people that are fighting this war is using propaganda, is using principles, not truths, powers, that they have, influences, media, to perpetrate this war in such a way that it seems like a painless assault going on the body. It is done in such subtlety, with such subtle innuendo, with frequencies that are emanating from all over, programming and hacking your mind, programming and hacking your brain, programming and hacking your DNA, programming and hacking your mitochondria, on such levels that it goes beyond your perspective, because quite frankly, most people today have walking through life with blinders on their eyes. They're asleep, they are oblivious, some have all out and out have decided to ignore what they have been what they are seeing. So in the short term, the image that is being presented is the norm. The norm is abnormal. What we are considering normal today is not even a realistic normality. It's an abnormality. And all of you who are listening to my programs understand that how many of you have done everything right in your life? You've made money, you've been successful, you have striven to be following the guidelines that has been given to you, that has been dictated by the Matrix. And how many of you have failed at some point and failed disastrously to a point that when you had to regroup and recoup, the best you could do is irk out a living just to exist, barely getting by. And the message still hasn't come across that you have been sabotaged, that the success measures that you achieved following the principles and the guidelines weren't real. They were nothing more than a regulation or regulatory system to get you to a certain point and to cause major failure. And this is done repeatedly in just about everything most have tried to do. Why do you think that happens? Why do you think that every time you have done everything correct? You've gone to school, you've gone to university, you've gone to college, you've gotten a job, you've worked your way to a certain level, and all of a sudden disaster happens. Or how many of you just got out of school, opened up a business, had a certain measure of success, and then something happens? How many of you have gone out and had a job, and then the job is paying so well, and then all of a sudden something happens? Why do you think that's going on? Do you think that is coincidental? Do you think that's life? That's what they show you on the television. That's the dramatizations that they display. This is how you think, and you accept this as some kind of normalcy. And it's not normal. When you're striving for success and everything is going well, and all of a sudden a disaster hits out of nowhere, that is not... that is not life. That is a planned assault to take you out, to take you down, to remove you from the equation, blindside you in ways you can't imagine. Some of you are saying, well, where does this come from? How does this happen? Entities are all about us in many different forms, fashions, and shapes, many different concepts. Whether it be political, religious, spiritual, if you want to call it that even. Whether it be in organizations, whether it be in lobbying groups, whether it be in some external force that we cannot perceive or see or relate to, you get hit by something. It's the plan, it's the game, and that's how it's done. And when you're not willing to look at that either, then you are basically foobarred. I can use the term foobarred now because I'm not on a normal radio channel. And if you don't know what that means, talk to a military person. Or talk to another truck driver. You cannot run from the reality that we live in today, which is an unreality. And when you start realizing that this is not really real what we're seeing, but basically a matrix hologram that's being enacted, and we are caught in this dramatization, and everything on the planet has been designed to access you and to assault you in some form or fashion. When you begin to grasp that perspective, that's when you'll start to really understand the term waking up. That's when you begin to understand what is really going on, and that's when you'll begin to understand who the enemy really is. They have created a divide and conquer method, whether it be on religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, ideologies, philosophies, ethnicities, cultures, colors, whatever. And or even economics, you know, you work here, you don't have a job, you're a welfare person, you're on social, whatever. You know, oh, I'm making six-digit income. You know, I've got a degree in, you know, being a PhD, which means piled higher and deeper. You know, we got all these things to create these segregated concepts. We're not all created equal, no. We all have different gifts and abilities. But we all need to treat each other with respect to each other's personage, to each other's as men and women. How you want to be treated, treat other people. It's the simplest thing ever been taught to us. Hardest thing to put in place sometimes because, again, of the programming. when we're dealing with the nano, when we're dealing with the synthetic biology, when we're dealing with all the things that we have been propagating and telling you for years and years and years, and more data now is coming out on levels on the dangers of the nanotoxicity in regarding to carbon C60 and other particles that have been released in the environment. We have no idea. You have no concept of how much of this shit has been released into the environment. The very air you're looking up with those lines in the sky, what you people are calling condensation trails. I mean, how moronic can you be? And if anybody who's born in the 50s can look up at the sky and is still calling those condensation trails, you're an idiot. You should know better. You should know better. You know, when you were a kid, I'm talking about people born in the 50s, because the rest of you were born in the 70s and 80s don't even know what a blue sky is. But those of us who were born in the 50s and 60s know what a condensation trail actually looks like. When an airplane used to release its exhaust, the steam that would come out of an airplane would crystallize immediately, and none of you saw any lines extending much past the airplane. What might look like a couple inches at best, and it would disappear. Now, you are getting loaded with nanoparticulates just in the atmosphere alone. And the compositions that have been created in the atmosphere alone, we have no idea what they are, and we are all being exposed on a magnitude that you and I cannot even begin to cope and grasp. And most of you still are worried about eating organic or being a vegan or being a meat eater, and it really blows my mind that we're still, that most are still in this stage of the game. You are dead already if you haven't evolved beyond that. If you're so caught up in an ideology that that's all you're going to fight and defend about and not see what the big picture all around you, how you are being exposed and destroyed by the very ideologies that you're supporting, you're dead already. Period. You're done. We are now dealing with quantum computing, qubits, computers that can solve solutions and answers to questions that would take a normal computer 10,000 years, they can now do in 3.2 minutes. Or 3 minutes and 20 seconds, sorry. And you're still worried about whether you're eating a piece of grass that's organic? Are you kidding me? We got a political landscape, especially in Canada right now, we got a political landscape that's just one big cluster screw like we've never seen. You know, we got it. We got the whole parliament needs to be replaced. It's about as useless as three nipples on a cow or three nipples on a bull. It is about as useless as they can get. And they're all collaborating with what's going on. We should do in Canada what Iceland did in Iceland. They got rid of the parliament, they got rid of the banking system, and they took their government back, they took their country back and got out of our European Union. Canada signed up with so many trade agreements. I mean, look at Great Britain. Look at the motherland of the Commonwealth. It broke away from the European Union. What in the hell is Canada and Australia and New Zealand still doing? Hooked up with this. That's a sinking ship going down. And we got our prime minister wanting to sign us up for more treaties. Incredible. Just incredible. But that's what I'm saying. We're not looking at the big picture here anymore. We're not seeing how we are being affluenced and assaulted and attacked. Now, okay, I'm going to the extreme here with the nano, because that's where it's devolved to. That's how bad we're being pounded. I mean, we've been hit with frequencies, and we got hit with frequencies since the 1960s with the music, and we were thinking we were hearing tinnitus, but then they started putting antennas up with AM and FM antennas. That's when tinnitus started forming, but nobody made the connection. And to this very day, people still are not making the connection. I get this. It's taken me a while to get my head around certain things, because I grasp things pretty quick. But a lot of people want the issues to be resolved. So they figure you can go get a pill, take a pill, get a shot, take some medicine from a doctor, and all of a sudden the boo-boo goes away. The tinnitus is no longer going to be around. Seriously? Are you not connecting the dots? Are you not seeing that this has been going on since the 1960s and it hasn't been resolved? Let's go back to another thing, well, even more basic than tinnitus. How about the common cold? Which is nothing more than an overloading of the body, probably more than likely from ultrafine particles that we were exposed to back in the 1950s and 1960s. Ultrafine particles, in the simplest term, is nanopoisoning or nanoparticulate poisoning. Let's take it back to another realm, even more basic than this. Let's take a look at those vaccines, shall we? Let's see how they assaulted our immune system right from the word get-go. Most of us did not. Most of us did not even have a say in the vaccine. Parents took us in. We had 5 shots, 1 a year. Okay. But each one of those vaccines dismantled a part of our immune system, subjecting us to be more open and more receptive to be infected. And when the polio vaccine came along, that bullshit, they loaded us with live culture. The audacity and the gall of the medical field to experiment on the general population the way they did. Okay, that's why so many of us that are from that era of time are dying of different issues throughout the whole segment of time in the last 50 years. None of us should have had the health issues that we had, but that all came as a result of the vaccines. So some of you are saying, well, that's a stretch. Why don't we look at something called the VAER? I'm going to put that link up on this channel when I'm done recording this. The VAER is basically the vaccine. Hold on a second. Let me get the whole thing here. Vaccine adverse event reporting. This is all the adverse reports that vaccines have done, which you don't hear about. This is something that they keep under the lid. And now they want to force vaccines by 2021, 2022. This is the Agenda 2030 game. Now, why are they doing this? Now, they're saying, according to one, depending on which document you're reading, but by the time they're 18, they're going to have almost 70 vaccines by the time they're 18. I've heard now they're getting that even faster. Some are getting up to 25 to 40 shots within the first couple week of birth, depending on what you're reading. Now, when we're talking this assault today, we are talking a nano delivery method which now is corrupting the very core of the DNA, the mitochondria, the genetic code, the chromosome code. We're basically putting a child in a state of compromisation that allows this child to be now accessed and hurt by anything that comes along. Now, when people are saying, you know, well, did you vaccinate your pet or did you vaccinate your child? And then you say, no, well, I don't want your child near my child. I don't want your pet near my pet. Actually, they're doing you the favor because you really don't want your pet or your child by these idiots that went out there and got their family or pets vaccinated, because they will spread whatever is inside them through either their nasal cavity, through their breath, or through their sweat as a result of what they have released inside these children. Go look it up when you get a chance. Share this information with everybody around you. There's more damage going on with vaccinations than they are letting on. And there's more damage going on with, again, nanobiology or nanotechnology, which they are trying now to get inside of everybody in order to treat different illnesses and conditions. This is the mistake of a lifetime, to allow yourself to be subjected to this. This will not only take out the health issue, it'll also take out the person. We're talking about nanosilver, okay? Nanosilver is the most dangerous form of taking silver. Because the way it works, and this is how they've done this again, and this is amazing what they do. They show you pictures of colloidal silver and how it surrounds the cell and releases a discharge inside the cell. This is what colloidal silver does. And then after it discharges, then it leaves and is removed from the body. That's what the body can do with it. But they'll show you nano silver. Nano silver now goes into the system and wipes out everything almost immediately. But what they're not showing or explaining in these images and these details is that what it's really wiping out is the cellular matrix that makes you up. It's not only taking out the pathology, it's also taking you out. This they do not explain. They just show you these illustrations, and again, because the general population is naive and still stuck on being organic or non-organic, they look at these illustrations and think, oh my gosh, look how fast that worked, look how effective that worked. This is fantastic. And when you hear a medical practitioner pushing any kind of nano delivery of any kind, whether it be silver, gold, iodine, copper, whatever, these people are not on your side. They're assholes beyond belief. And they're there to try to hijack your health by perpetrating this shit as something great and wonderful. And this is about as salt as the earth as you can get to get the point across, because I'm not going to be speaking eloquently here to put you to sleep. You need a wake-up call here, and it's not a wake-up call. Wake up, period. Not a call. Wake up. Don't allow yourself to be entertained by these idiots. If you go on my site alone, augmentandforce.com, there's a nanotoxicology link, there's other all kinds of nano information, and they show you where these metals will go into the body, embed themselves, and start to assemble, replicate, and repair themselves. Your brain is the target. Carbon, any carbon, the nano, C60, C50, C70, are dangerous. And the way they're manufacturing them will determine how dangerous. And you have to remember something. This has already been thrown into the environment without our awareness. And they're coming back with all kinds of bullshit on this and how great and wonderful it's treating the plants. This is horrific, because we do not know fully what this will do with other components that are in that environment. Will it make the environment more toxic? Will it accumulate more crap to it? And then again, will it increase any kind of field, electrical, static, whatever, and cause further damage? Will it increase its uptake of any kind of radioactive material and release it into the atmosphere? We have no idea. What will it connect to? What will it assemble to? And what will that work with? We know that they're trying to, they're integrating nanosilica with nanocarbon or carbon nano, because they're trying to create a synthetic life. This is the researchers all over the place on this, something, a new life form. And when you're looking at all the things they're doing with the assembly of nano, and how they are replicating our cellular matrix to mimic us in what they're creating. Some are calling it transhuman, some are calling it metahuman. I'm calling it inhuman, because it's lowering, well, I shouldn't even say inhuman. It's dismantling men and women. The replacements are going to look exactly like you. They may clone them, they may integrate them, they may even produce them to take you to do a job. Call in sick, they make one up in a couple hours, replaces you, and away you go. We are rapidly, rapidly, rapidly moving in at a speed of light pace in regarding to this, to the technology that's currently going out there today. And you cannot afford to sit on your ass and watch television and be programmed by that machine, by an artificial intelligence that's emitting some sort of frequency band, might even be on a quantum level at this stage, that may be actually activating and trying to program you, or even trying to cause problems in your head. We have a perversion on the planet that escapes all definition, that tries to infiltrate our minds, tries to make us take on to take on whatever whatever it is emanating in our minds, to make us think and feel we are in a state of that this is our thoughts, this is our thinking. That's the hack. That is the takeover. That is the override that's going on, and that's without a tether. That's without the a brace or a chip being implanted. Imagine right now the phones and all the smart devices and the Li-Fi's and the photonics and other frequencies, radio frequencies, light frequencies, magnetic fields and other things that are terahertz that they're using to send signals to you to again deactivate you and activate their program. Like I said, you can no longer in any way, shape or form, unless you're ready to surrender and allow yourself to be chipped and taken over by a machine, and that's what you want to do, that's your call. But you can no longer sit there with this concept in your mind that you're going to get by, you know, or God is going to save you in the end, man. And He might. That's a possibility. I'm not going to diss that either. But you may be the ones that might be going through the whole schmo. Then what? You know, I'm of the mindset, be prepared either way. You know, nobody has a, how would you put it, a direct access to that kind of information to validate that this is it or this is it. There's too much controversy there. When you've got controversy on any level, that it does not settle the issue, it's just something that you may have accepted an issue one way or the other, then you put yourself in a state of vulnerability that, again, if you're not prepared when the shit hits the fan, you're done. There ain't going to be nobody there to help you. There isn't going to be anybody to be able to help you unless you're in a group of people that are of the same mindset, same method of thinking. We are living in the most precarious times. We're on a precipice that is at this stage. It won't take much to tip over. Our leaders are trying to kill us with vaccines. They're trying to kill us with chemtrails. They're trying to kill us with glyphosate. They're trying to kill us with genetics. They're trying to kill us with transgenetics. They're trying to kill us with Lockhart. They're trying to kill us with CRISPR. They're trying to kill us with towers. They're trying to kill us with cell phones. They're trying to kill us with the food supply. They're trying to kill us with vaccines. What part of this are you not getting? What part of this are you not seeing? And are you not seeing how this is all being interconnected? One thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. We disengage the immune system with a vaccine. We disengage the digestive system, which is also your immune system, with the glyphosates. We disengage the body's mental faculties and make a person incapable of understanding things. We load the body up with toxic metals. We remove the basic minerals that are supposed to be there in our systems that cause our bodies to function, produce antioxidants, produce digestive enzymes, produce a coenzyme activity with proteins, create things that can boost the immune system or enhance the immune system. We remove that. We add now nanoparticulates now can assemble, because, and now the body will take those nanometals because the nanominerals aren't there anymore. And the cells then become completely compromised. They dive through being choked out, and the proteins that the cells produce will now produce the networking material that the nano is programmed to do. Biofilm barriers start to form in your body. You have all sorts of infections going on in the system because of the overloading of layers of bacteria that have accumulated in the body that have trapped between the layers, and within the layers, these toxic these toxic metal poisons that the body has now entrapped within itself because it can't remove them, and within the entrapments, we have going on an assemblage that is now rewriting your system, further breaking you down. Then we activate that whole assemblage by incorporating the frequencies from the towers that, again, continually go on. Okay, and when we're talking regarding to putting everything together, regarding following the dots and how one thing leads to another, as I was expressing, this is how you start to develop a means to a defense. When we're looking at how many things have been hijacked in our health, even our supplements or vitamins, even the herbs, food, whatever, and you begin to connect the vaccines and how the vaccines are also, again, diminishing the immune system. Now, the very atmosphere you're breathing diminishes the immune system. How the frequencies targeting your body, we're talking, let's talk terahertz, because this is where they're going now, terahertz. A terahertz frequency is basically a combination of two microwave frequencies. And these microwave frequencies, one carries the other. One's an infrared, one's a microwave. The infrared opens up the body, allowing the microwave to permeate and penetrate through the system, which then will burst the cells that are containing water, which releases the hydrogen in your body, which allows the conductivity of that microwave to further cause damage, breaking down the mitochondria. This is how the microwave works when you buy food that you heat up in a microwave. That's what causes the heating. It's not the fact that we're heating the water molecule. We're actually releasing the hydrogen molecules in the proteins, because proteins hold a lot of water, which again breaks the body down. But now they've just found out that the DNA, the RNA rather, is held together by water. So when the terahertz frequencies hits the RNA and the DNA and releases the hydrogen, it's going to amplify the assault on your very, very core, who you are, your programming. Imagine the double helix strands are going to be broken or damaged. So you got two double helixes, and each one has two strands within that connect. And one is identical to the other one. So one breaks down, the other one is a template for it to reconstruct itself. But what winds up happening, if you wipe that out, then what happens? Nano assembly. Self-replicating, self-repairing, self-assembling starts to take over. It embeds itself now within the double helix, forming a connection or direct bond to your DNA, which then alters your programming, or rather alters the way the programming is interpreted. And so as a result, the proteins and the other molecules that the DNA utilizes to do whatever it needs to do in the body now become subjective for repairing. Our bodies break down in constant repair, and the genetic code accesses the immune system, which accesses the genetic code, which accesses the proteins, which accesses the enzymes and antioxidants and so forth, and starts to repair the body. Now, what if you hardwired or hijacked that same program, okay, but instead of repairing you and assembling you and restoring you, what if that program now is, which is embedded into your DNA, starts to assemble, repair, and build another program within the body? Fullerenes, nanoworms, bots, C60, single carbon nanotubes, single-walled carbon nanotubes, multi-walled carbon nanotubes, all of a sudden start building in your body, because your DNA now has, within its construct, within its helix, has now programming within it to construct something completely different, completely anomalous, completely out of the norm. Now, you are being exposed to a frequency range that is now further deactivating your DNA, amplifying its frequency by releasing the hydrogen so it can hit deeper and penetrate more and cause more damage in breaking down even the mitochondria, which then doesn't allow you to produce the ATP required by the body, which then now allows a nano assemblage of some kind to take over. And as a result, now within your genetic code, you are building this infrastructure that was never intended to be there. Clay and iron, as the Bible talks about in Daniel. Okay, the integrating of clay and iron, and this is how it's done. So when you tell me, you started off with the show with a program about banana, nanobiology, nanotechnology, synthetic biology loves carbon. We are not a carbon-based life form like they have stated. We do have carbon in us that keeps us together. We're more of a protein base. Everything in the body runs on protein, not sugar. Sugar may create a glue and offer some energy, but almost everything that's being built in the body is being built by protein. But when you load the body up and super load it up with carbon-based foods like corn, like the vegan diet, okay, then what starts to happen, because the foods you're consuming have this nano assemblage in it and has the genetic alterations in it, your body then starts to produce a carbon content to it that otherwise wasn't there. Why do you have fungi infections? Why do you have bacterial infections? Why do you have yeast infections? Because you have more than likely some kind of sugar overload. Where did that sugar overload come from? Was it the cookies you ate? Was it the chocolate you were consuming? Was it the cakes you're eating? Was it the sweets and the candies that you were eating? Or was it perhaps a lot of the corn that you were consuming that had been genetically altered and may have in fact had this technology introduced to it, so that when you consume this sugar, it integrated with the sugar and then started to utilize that carbon as a means to build. Carbon C60s that they're selling, this is what it does. It integrates right into the brain. Brain needs glucose to function. It also has a way of impacting the terahertz frequencies and making them even stronger. So imagine that. Your brain is being broken down by a frequency because you added a carbon content that was produced in a laboratory, which offers absolutely no resistance whatsoever and can take 100% uptake of whatever you are taking in. This is the sabotage. This is how you have to start connecting the dots. I was listening to a program the other day from Australia. They're interviewing somebody. I'm not sure if the interview was from England to Australia or Australia to England, but either way, the guy made reference that people are reading at a second grade level. And I said, wow, he's giving people more credit than I did. I was saying more like kindergarten, because the way most people read today is C-spot run. C-spot run after ball. C-spot run after red ball. C-spot run after red ball across the street. C-spot run after red ball across the street and get hit by a car. See, you know, this is how people read. They read in a program directive. No questioning, no ideas, nothing. You're just following the sentence structure and you don't understand even the wording of the structure correctly. As a result, you assume or think that what you're reading and what and how you're interpreting is accurate, and most times it isn't. Some of you don't even realize that taxes are illegal in the United States and Canada. Have been since the Second World War, when they incorporated new taxes because the laws say no new taxes. Yet here we are paying taxes upon taxes upon taxes because nobody reads and interprets correctly. When we're looking at even the health research on the data on health, nobody is reading that correctly either. When you go to some of the databases that are perpetrating to offer a information on the topic of choice that you're researching, a lot of times it is written in the same way as See Spot Run, and you follow it in a linear form or fashion, and you don't actually sit there and examine what you're reading. How many times have you read a report at the beginning of the report it says, oh yeah, this works really good and does this and does that, and then in the middle of the report it shows that it has some controversial statements in it that doesn't reflect the initial paragraph or an initial sentence, and at the end it states, well, more study is required. But all most people see is the beginning of that research data, and it's stating how great and wonderful the product is. So you immediately run out to the store to buy this super duper pooper trooper product without further reading the whole report or research. And then some of you are taking one or two a day without realizing that the studies that were done in a laboratory under a controlled study. You do not live in a controlled environment, not in a laboratory setting where the air is clean and the food is clean and the water is clean and you're not exposed to anything else. You are living in a controlled environment, though, because you're being controlled by the Li-Fi, the frequencies emitting from towers, radio frequencies coming in from radio stations, as well as warehouses and factories that are using radio frequency technology to communicate inside these places. You're being exposed to AM and FM, you're being exposed to terahertz frequencies, ELF frequencies, and a whole about 1,000 different ones. Point I'm trying to make here is that because you don't interpret the studies correctly in a controlled environment, would that result work the same in the controlled environment that you now exist in? Is how you should be correlating what you're reading. When you hear a goofy guru advocate some kind of product that's going to give you whatever superpower that it's going to give you, how many of you actually go and research the product, or are you caught up on buying based on some sort of sensationalism or emotionalism or some kind of attraction to something that somebody said without really examining the product? Okay, carbon C60, let's look at that one. It showed you some kind of monkey that lived the extra life, blah blah blah, or rat study or whatever it was. And yet, when you saw that it caused genetic damage and caused major mutations in zebrafish, they pointed out right away that it was because it was mixed with something else. Well, then that would indicate that the carbon C60 made that poison much more toxic to create that kind of issue. But see, nobody looked at these research papers. Nobody has looked at these research documents. All you saw was what they presented to you on the YouTube. One guy contacted people that were presenting this initially, and then the guy mentioned my name and stated he didn't know who I was or anything about me. He never saw my face. I couldn't believe he said this. Yet here I am on the internet on my Augment and Force site. My face is plastered all over the place. Not to mention my YouTube channel. Anytime you're going to get a study out of NASA, DARPA, or any military industrial complex, you better hang on before you consume it. They may have just engineered whatever they're advocating to take you out. There was a person that talked about Nano Silver. She was, again, involved with the military indirectly. Her husband was part of the military. She came up with this crap and started selling it. Everybody thought it was a cat's meow, and she was pushing it. She even sent me an email. I told her to go stuff it. Well, I didn't say go stuff it. I told her something else. But anyway, I started speaking Canadian to her. Never heard from her anymore. Don't know why. Point I'm trying to get is don't, and I mean don't, allow yourself the luxury of assuming anything today. We cannot trust authorities on any level, whether they are in a political level, judicial level, on a legal level, on a religious level, on, I mean, look how many priests are pedophiles, you know, and how many of them are exposed to your children. Look how many politicians are pedophiles. That's what I'm saying. You cannot put your faith in these institutions any longer. You have no idea the scope of harm you're putting your loved ones in when you just do blindly do this. Some people always ask me, what can we do about all this? I mean, we're going to eat this stuff anyway. We're going to be drinking this stuff. But the thing is, you can minimize the exposure or neutralize a lot of this if you are aware of what's going on. And there's just some things you shouldn't eat anymore, period. You don't really need to eat as much as, nobody needs to eat as much as they're eating. Keep the diet very basic, protein, carb, and fat. Pretty much will cover everything you need. Meats will have almost everything you need. Your dairy products have almost everything you need. Your carb, like potato, has almost everything you need. Any fat you take, the saturated fat or omega-6, will pretty much supply you what you need. The threes are toxic, and so are the synthetics. Keep it simple. The less you eat, the longer you will live. Because your body doesn't have to work that hard to remove the food that you've consumed. And the food you've consumed, and irregardless of what side of the fence you're on, whether you're a vegan, vegetarian, meat eater, whatever, will have some form of contamination in these foods. I cannot bring myself to eat fruit anymore because a lot of fruit that I see, and I can see almost with the naked eye, the clustering of the nano in most of the fruits that we're buying, turns me right off. I can't even look at fruit. I'll eat the odd applesauce maybe, or the odd pineapple, but that's usually it, or maybe the odd clementine. But even those things takes a lot, because I can see, even on the skins of some of these fruits, the damage that's being done. And I know that's not just some bacterium. That is a nanobacterium. That's a biofilm that was put on the skin because the fruit was exposed to whatever it was in the environment. We're going to have to start thinking in terms of how we're going to be eating in the future. What we're going to be eating. How we're going to get that food. I mean, this has to be really considered pretty extensively, because again, you are not going to be able to go to the grocery store on any level and get something that's going to have what you need without having the contamination. They're constantly talking about now making meat, and a new meat product has come to some of the fast food chains. Soy-based product that looks and bleed, it'll bleed. Now seriously, this, I mean, really, you'd have to be a moron to eat this thing. You know it's been not only genetically modified, not only has it been genetically modified, but it's also been altered in the way it performs. So today has been one of those nights where the phone is ringing. Holy smokes. The concept today is thought, connecting the dots and looking what's going on. Like I said, I started this because I've been getting so many emails, and it's like either people have read the literature and are forgetting it because of the exposure, or they've never bothered looking at it at all. And I do understand I need to have cartoons, because that's about the only way anybody's going to get it today, is through a cartoon medium. Because you're just not going to get it otherwise, the majority of you. And even with the cartoon, I don't know how long that'll stick in the head either. But understand how these things are working and how they're working in conjunction with each other. See, everybody's looking at things from a one-dimensional perspective. Well, they only see this, but everything else seems to be okay. But they don't know how the chemtrails and the nano and the genetics and the smart dust and the frequencies all connect. This is not just one thing you're getting here with. Most pathologies today are all on a nano scale, or been brought in through some sort of nanobiology or nanobiotech. Nothing is what it appears. Everything has mutated. Why do we have 13 to 15 different strands of STDs today when back in the day there was only two or three. What happened? What lab created this? Look at the HPV that they're talking about today. That didn't come until they brought in the vaccine. I've lived several. What happened? I've lived over several decades, and I mean, I can see all the things that have come and gone. And a lot of these things we never had when we were a kid, not because we didn't know about it and we weren't aware of it, it's just they didn't exist. So what has happened in over six decades to have presented this to a whole new generation? And why does the generation have to be vaccinated with something that the body can normally take care of, even if you did have it? That's because there's been alterations going on from generation to generation. As a result, there have been some casualties along the way, and the vaccine has been causing some of the highest casualty rates going. And some of you will debate and fight with me about vaccines. You're idiots, because you don't read. You just look at the entertainment, you look at the con, you look at the advertisements. Just like they show you all these doctors on TV and the drugs that they're bringing on and all the things that they're exposing for the greatest and greatest, you know, this for this skin issue and that issue and for this STD and blah blah blah. Now we got a drug that might stop herpes and, you know, all these things. Have you ever noticed none of these things ever live up to any expectation? None of these things ever really work. You ever notice a lot of these things cause more problems, side effects? If I was writing a sci-fi book, okay, I'm pretending I'm writing a sci-fi, just to give you an idea. And I was perpetrating a cure, but again, I really didn't know the full extent of the side effects. And I decided to put out there in my science fiction this novel drug that's going to cure dying. And I presented that in a sci-fi fashion and wrote it in a sci-fi story. And all of a sudden, I had people lined up to take this solution, whatever it may be, this antidote, this shot, pill, drug, whatever. And then later, what wound up happening was full effect is, yeah, they did, they lived longer, but they lived as a cancer, constantly being decomposed, constantly being broken down. Now, the medical field at that time, in the science fiction situation I'm putting in, would realize that there was a gravest mistake that had occurred, and now would go out and seek to round up all the people that are showing all the signs of the mutations that are happening in their bodies. Would take them to an encampment somewhere and dispose of these people so that nobody would be the wiser. That would be my science fiction story to show the diabolicalness of things that could happen. Now, purely that was a science fiction example, just to give you a sort of a sci-fi view on how things can be done in sci-fi. But what if? Some of the people that are disappearing around you, some of the people that are dying around you, as a result of these vaccines or drugs or pharmaceuticals that they've been on, or as a direct result of the chemtrails falling out of the sky, exposing people to all kinds of horrendous experimentation. What if a lot of people that are passing on, what if this is how they are getting rid of them? What if this is how they're covering up the evidence? What if? Could be a good sci-fi story. That's my point, connecting the dots. Okay, nobody should be writing to me and asking if it's okay to eat a banana. I mean, think in my mind, are you literally retarded here? Do you understand what you're eating? And then when they split the banana inside had a fungus. I saw an article about that today, that the bananas now are being assaulted with a fungus, and now CRISPR is going to be has come to the rescue. You're now going to genetically rewrite the banana's genome. That's what you're going to be eating in the future. How many know what CRISPR is? CRISP-R. Or how many know what locker is? LOCK-R. One cuts away and splices genes. The other one splices and adds genes to them, or combines the genetic code in a different way. This is how it's happening. This, I think, to be honest with you, was done more for the Europeans. I think Europeans are going to get good and reamed here, but hard, because they've been rejecting genetically modified organisms, genetically engineered foods. But now Locker and CRISPR have no regulation. They can now do this to the European community all across Europe, from Spain all the way to the Baltics, and across the Middle East, across Northern Africa, Southern Europe, all the way into the Mediterranean region, into the Middle Eastern region, into the Far East, Near East, and introduce this technology into the food supply with the added topping of chemtrail fallout and frequency activation. We got to remember, China and India own about almost one-third of the population of the planet just in those two countries alone. Europe's not making any babies, so they're going out. They're going to be extinct in a generation or two. The United States is barely making any babies either, and the babies that are being made by either the Hispanic culture or the Middle Eastern culture. That's going to be fun in the future. My point, connect the dots. Look at the overall picture. Understand how it's not just one or two things you're being exposed to. You're overloaded. Okay, and the thing is, you don't have to research all of it. Okay, you just research one aspect of it: genetics, nano, frequencies, towers, smart learning, AI, quantum. They are all interconnected. You will not go very far in any of those disciplines without integrating in other disciplines. They're that interwoven. And the more you begin to realize, again, the complexity of how all this is being combined to further deactivate mankind, then you will start to, again, get prepared the way you should, because now you have the information in front of you in regarding to what to do in preparation. Always remember that your government is not your friend. Government is not your ally. Your governments are big corporations or businesses that run the country. Corporate America, corporate Canada, corporate Europe. These are places where corporations reside and operate. And it's all based on how they operate things and how they make things most cost efficient. And if you happen to be in that core group that's causing the most inefficiencies, again, let me write a science fiction scenario here. In science fiction, if a corporation the corporation XYZ from the sky to the moon, okay, and they were seeing that 90% of the people were ready to retire, ready to take a pension, and they saw that it was going to give the corporation a heart attack financially, all of a sudden now some of those people start to disappear. They offer them a one-way trip, or they offer them a vacation trip as a result of services rendered to the company to Jupiter or Mars. And as they get to Jupiter or Mars, all of a sudden the spacecraft has an accident. And the spacecraft crashes, and all those people that took the trip are no longer coming back. Again, science fiction scenario. to help you see the possibility of that being realistic. Just a thought. Okay, I'm always talking about, like I said, many different people who are very active in a lot of different levels. You got, again, www.minds.com/Brian396. Check out his site. I'm sure he's got links on his pages as well. Go look at the different links, the different things he's posting. He's actually making some, he's getting recognized by academia.com, so you might want to check and see some of his work over there as well. You got Aramac in Europe, doing YouTube channels as well. Go check him out. Support him any way you can. You got Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. Again, you might want to help her out. Check her out and support her any way you can. And you got me here at augmentandforce.com with the links on the nano and the synthetic biology and all the other things that you need to read. You need to look at. You need to understand. There's also other remedies there in the Augment and Force site. On the left side, there is a recipe for a YouTube link. Click on it. On the left side, when you open up, there will be an excipient link for vaccines. You may want to download that and share that with those people who are still a little bit on the matrix-minded side, believing the illusions that they have succumbed to. I had a guy write me saying that when I talked about vaccines having human diploid cells or aborted babies, he couldn't believe it. He was shocked. Then he decided to look it up, and then he contacted me. He says, you know, I was so shocked when you said that, and I had to validate it myself, and I was even more shocked that what you said was true. We are no longer in that reality today where life, man and women's lives, mean anything. Keep that in mind. I'm also at the YouTube channel. Again, we've got over 160 YouTubes. Just type in Herbs Plus Speedworks. Also on the Podbeam, independence.podbeam.com. Feel free to access these sites, share these sites, download information from any of these sites. If you are interested in buying anything, there's a catalog link on my site. Click on it. Contact me through an email. If you're looking for a consultation, again, contact me through email. Give me your location, and we'll set something up. Okay, the number to reach me as well is 519-977-5351. If you can't get a hold of me, that's probably because I'm busy dealing with other people, and if you can't get me through the phone, you might want to try just using the email. Probably the best way to get a hold of me. Alrighty, I think I covered a lot. Hopefully some of this has made sense. I was going to talk about other things, but I don't think I got enough time. I think an hour is good. Oh yeah, I want to talk about years ago. There was some research done on Morgellons that the iron was being lost because of Morgellons. And I stated back then that the iron wasn't being lost. It was being oxidized as a result of the copper that was being depleted out of the body. Well, anyway, then lo and behold, they came out and found out that the microbiome that gets damaged, the microbiome is the bacteria in your gut, stomach bacteria, once it gets damaged, you can no longer absorb iron. As a result, it would look like the iron in the body was being depleted, when in fact the body couldn't absorb it. And if you don't have copper in the bloodstream, iron will oxidize in the system as well. So anyway, check it out. Take a look at some of this information. You will see what is going on. And when you look at all of this links that I put out there, try to connect the dots. That's how you should be doing your research, by connecting the dots. You have to recognize that we are no longer in that realm, like I stated, where we can assume that things are going to be the way they should. That reality is gone by the way of the dodo bird. We are not there anymore. Some of you may say cryptic. Some people think I'm cryptic. It's interesting when I hear that terminology, because all I'm telling you is the truth. And the truth can sometimes be cryptic. But I think that cryptic effect has to be out there. We got caught up in the Hollywood brainwashing that everything is la-di-da. There is no la-di-da. The planet is being killed under our watch. You have no idea how that annoys me. We are in a war. I started off by saying that, and I'm finishing off by saying that. We are in a war. You know, arm yourself. Arm yourself. There is a proverb, if I remember it correctly. It's a study to show thyself approved under God. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I think I said that wrong. I misquoted it. But anyway, you get the gist. It's not referring just to the biblical truths. It's referring to all truths. When we're talking biblical truths, for sure you need to, you know, understand how to read the Bible and how to understand and interpret it, because you can't just read it. It's not just a simple text to read. It's one of these things, like I said, you can't read this on a second grade level and think you're going to understand the Bible. Anyone who thinks that is, again, sadly mistaken. I read seven different versions of it, and you have to really get your head into the whole cultural perspective of that time in order to be able to relate to what they were talking about and how they were talking. And when you read things there and you see things, you'll start seeing things like qubits coming on, showing you different things. But anyway, when you study to show yourself approved, in other words, you understand what you're reading, you're looking at it from all different angles, you've examined it, you've explored it, you've experimented with to get the full gist of what you're reading, then you can rightly divide or rightly interpret, rightly use the things you've learned. That's the simplest thing in a nutshell. All right, until Thursday or until sometime this week, I'm going to try to keep it Tuesdays and Thursdays, but if something comes up sooner, I may come up with a show sooner. If something comes up a little later, if I'm collecting a lot of stuff, I'll build it up. So don't panic. I will continue doing the pods. All right, until Thursday or thereabouts, to your health, study, test, explore. See ya.